This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I stand here as a free slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he's responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo. Don't know much
about history. You are correct. Don't know much about
history. Way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Stop it.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Stop it.
I've decided we're ending all videos now with bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bong. I mean, think of it. Could you have a better president than I like Trump? It's so hilarious. Ladies and gentlemen, we knew it was coming. The Ninth Circuit is reversed. It's known as the Ninth Circus, 80%+ of the time. But Buckley ran in here before the show and reminded me of something. That's right. It's the Ninth Circuit that multiple times has overturned lawsuits and agreed with public schools saying the American flag is offensive and cannot be worn on any clothing, period. That's right. You can wear death metal shirts. You can wear Satanism shirts, you can wear Islamic shirts, you can wear Coca-Cola shirts, you can wear what La Raza Mecha Mexican flag shirts, but you cannot wear the American flag according to the Ninth Circuit. And boy, they're having victory laps on the news. Woo! You'd have thought that it was just the end for Trump. Of course, former prosecutors and others and judges are on record saying this is crazy. The law can be understood by a 5-year-old. That the president had even wider discretion than just a temporary ban, and other presidents have done basically the exact same thing. This is a huge judicial power grab, and as soon as he gets his first Supreme Court nominee seated, and you got 5-4, it's going to go down, down, down. But the problem is, in the meantime, there's big stories on Infowars.com, there is massive, unprecedented, never-before-seen U.S. history. Revolt by the federal government. You want somebody to go clean house, he's trying. The State Department is trying to overthrow Le Pen. She's in the lead. They're saying we're going to say the Russians are behind her. So our State Department is involved trying to stop the French getting their sovereignty back from the globalist EU project. And the State Department is now announced this morning. I got up at 6 a.m. It's already been announced that they're going to double the number of refugees that even Hillary was going to bring in if she got elected. So, understand, they are ignoring Rex Tillerson, they're ignoring the president, they're ignoring the law, they're ignoring everything, just saying the courts are now the president. The courts are now, unelected, our new commanders-in-chief. In fact, the Ninth Circuit is now above the Supreme Court, the president, everybody. According to the traitors, you already 1,000 people quit at the State Department. How about the rest of you that signed these letters saying you don't like Trump? How about that's a list who gets their asses thrown out of there? Good. Let's purge all these arrogant, snot-nosed, globalist, collaborating enemies. They are enemies!
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, Friday, the 10th day of February 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're now, 3 weeks in since the inauguration, how time flies. And President Trump is devastating the globalists on every front. He is totally responsive to the American people, responsive to Matt Drudge within hours yesterday. Just incredible. But for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. When I say this, this is not rhetoric. Okay, this is what's happening. I've studied U.S. history. Everybody knows that I think Andrew Jackson is probably even more interesting than George Washington. You have to understand the time the man lived in. He did some brutal things, but if you went and saw a Conan the Barbarian movie and somebody did the things that Jackson did in it, you'd say, that's ridiculous. That's impossible. It's like The Revenant. Go see The Revenant. That's historically very, very accurate, an amazing film by an amazing Mexican director. But the point is, Andrew Jackson lived things like that movie hundreds of times, and survived when nobody else did. He was completely charmed. He had luck that no one could even deal with. When he was down there as a colonel battling the British in New Orleans, they had ships only a few hundred yards away with hundreds of men shooting at him and cannons for over a day. And he had to stand up on this big makeshift blockade they put on the road, and they couldn't kill him. They were shooting people all around him, and he stood there in a big black fur coat just staring at him with his eyes in the night. It was like a specter, completely broke their will. Nobody talks about Jackson. No movies are made about him. But notice, in the White House, there is a bust of Jackson on a horse, and then there's a big painting right behind Trump of Andrew Jackson. He's the guy that killed the early Federal Reserve they had then. He's the guy that survived more than 15 duels. I mean, it's so crazy, the stuff Andrew Jackson did, it'll make your head spin. And let me tell you, George Washington's life was charmed and unbelievable as well. But I got to tell you, he's easily dwarfed by Andrew Jackson with the sheer magic providence. And also toughness. Like, he'd get stabbed in duels, shot in duels, bleed for 3 days, blood everywhere, through his organs, wouldn't die, would refuse to die. It was crazy. By the time he was an old man, he would just like drink big containers of like arsenic and lead just to get up in the morning. I mean, that's what they did back then. He was wild. And somebody really should do a profile on Andrew Jackson, because he was something else. And the fact that Trump's done his research and is modeling himself after Andrew Jackson sends horror into the guts and spines of the enemy. Because the United States would not be the United States without Jackson. British intelligence tried to get the South to secede, just like they did a few decades later, try to break the country up. Jackson knew about it as president, killed the plan because he was a Southerner. And I wish they would have listened to him. Of course, his protege, Sam Houston, president of Texas, and then the governor of Texas when the Civil War was about to start, said, "This is a British intelligence setup. Do not do this. It's meant to destroy us all." And, of course, he was removed from office unceremonially by all the young snot noses that knew everything and set up. So the fact that he's modeling himself after Andrew Jackson, who covertly sent in basically the special ops of the day to set up Texas when he was still president, it's amazing. I'm already going into a history lesson about Andrew Jackson. Excuse me. But let me now just break down the big news here for you. I have some phone calls coming in that I just cannot ignore. Yes, hello? Hey? Hey, good. Listen, I'm on the air. I'm going to have to call you back, okay? Thanks. It's all right. Can't ignore those calls out of D.C. and New York. Excuse me. Now, getting back to what I was saying here. If George Washington was America's first founder, the second founder was Andrew Jackson. And I'm telling you, in the relaunch of America, Trump intends to be number three. And I guess they say good things come in three, the trifecta. And he has the trifecta of the legislative, the executive, and the judicial right now. The problem is the judiciary is completely and totally out of control. The Ninth Circuit, known as the circus, is reversed over 80% of the time. You'll see the number of 80%, but I went and looked it up. It's reversed currently about 83% of the time. It varies. They're the ones that banned wearing American flags in public schools in California and said that they ruled that it was an offensive bad symbol. But you can wear a Mexican flag or a motocross symbol or rock and roll. But the flag triggers people on the mental institutions that masquerade as public schools. So that's who's doing this, and he'll beat them at the Supreme Court. And, of course, the news is pointing out that Lincoln didn't just criticize judges. Lincoln had judges arrested en masse, as I pointed out a few days ago. So this claim that Trump mildly criticizing him, they need to be criticized when the law on what the president can do with aliens who are from outside the country is absolutely crystal. And every other major country has the same type of laws on the books, from Mexico to Russia, from Japan to Chile, from the Dominican Republic to the UK. It's the same thing. I have flown in on a plane to England and seen another known journalist activist, young lady, with no criminal record who was flying there as a Canadian citizen to do a report. And they just said, we don't want activists here. We're not letting you in. They let me in. But I watched them. She got off another plane. We were going through customs at the same time a few years ago. Leanne McAdoo was there. I forget her name. Maybe McAdoo, if she's here, can run and remind me. And there was that young activist. And they just said, no, we're not letting you in. Well, you know, that's their prerogative. Even though Canada is supposedly part of the Commonwealth, they just didn't let her in. But they sit there and howl and scream and act like some great crime has been committed by Trump. So the same court that says the American flag is offensive has now come out and said that basically judges can circumvent Congress and the president and our borders and national sovereignty, and the fact that since this country was founded 244 years ago, that the president would execute the congressional laws dealing with our border and our military, that has all been overthrown according to the Ninth Circuit, and they are now the commander-in-chief. Now, I said this last night in videos we shot live, that they are involved in an attempt to overthrow the Constitution and have declared themselves above the president or commander-in-chief. Breitbart has an article today saying just that. That's what this is. The Ninth Circuit out in San Fran, who says the American flag should not be seen in public, you shouldn't be able to wear it because it's offensive at public schools, but everybody else can wear whatever they want. They're saying openly that they are now over the visa process and laws of this country and can veto any of them. Truly unprecedented, and shows you what these activist judges, and you look at the three judges that ruled, they look like total Fruit Loops. I mean, look at them. But their rulings are even more Fruit Loop. Globalist rebellion. Appeals court rules against Trump, overturns Constitution. Ninth Circuit has 80% reversal rate at Supreme Court. State Department, now here's the big news. State Department doubles refugee inflow since court ruling. Most from terror-prone countries. One out of every 1,100 refugees admitted, 346 come from Syria, while 232 originate from Iraq. And here's the big news. The State Department is announcing they're going to work to beat Le Pen, who's in the lead, another nationalist. Now, this is Trump's supposed State Department is working against other Trump-type and Brexit-type candidates in the total Soros agenda. So that shows how Trump is completely surrounded in all these agencies with sickening traitors. And it's still battling to try to get this agenda through. State Department doubles refugee inflow since the ruling yesterday evening. Why not? State Department and the courts are God. Forget the president. You've got bureaucrats and you've got the Ninth Circuit, and they say what happens. And CNN and MSNBC, they're all acting like this is completely normal. And Twitter and Facebook and Apple and Microsoft, as well as Amazon, are all celebrating this. This is a time to battle racism. That's right. National sovereignty and the American flag is now racism. State Department revolt against Trump for securing border. Clinton cronies at state double the inflow of Muslim migrants after the Ninth Circuit ruling. That's up on Infowars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi. And they went further and said, and we will beat Le Pen. Not their jurisdiction, not supposed to be involved. And they said, we're going to skip this break. We're going to promote, listen to this carefully, we're going to promote the Russia hack narrative. They're so arrogant that they don't even admit that, you know, that it's real, or try to act like it's real, push that narrative. They just say, oh, we admit it's not true, but we're just going to push that the Russians are going to steal the election in France. I got to tell you, folks, the Russians are all powerful. Here's a clip of that.
Tonight, new concerns that Vladimir Putin's notorious hacking teams could be trying to influence another election, targeting a key U.S. ally. A French official tells CNN the French government is concerned about Russian involvement in their upcoming presidential elections, and they're monitoring for possible cyber attacks. CNN has learned French officials are worried that Putin's hackers will fish for damaging information, using similar tactics to how they targeted Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
So, number one, they never proved Russia hacked anything here. They called them being on Russian TV supporting Trump some, that was the influence. What about the Saudi Arabians? What about the Communist Chinese? What about the EU? What about Hollywood? What about the whole power structure and Katy Perry and the kitchen sink against Trump and the bitter clingers and the American people and the deplorables? But see, no, it's the Russians. So now, if anything ever comes out corrupt about officials here in America or in Russia or anywhere else, the Russians did it. If corruption comes out in Japan or Mexico, the Russians did it. If your wife catches you cheating on her, the Russians did it. You know that Brady and others didn't win the Super Bowl Sunday. You know that there's a meme out there that the Russians did it. And it's white supremacy. I'm not joking. It's white supremacy because there were a few white players on the New England Patriots, and that's not right. Like, can we pull up some of those memes maybe where they just type in memes, Russians made the Patriots win? Folks, the Russians didn't make the Patriots win. Islands don't float. The Russians didn't attack Korea. Bush isn't still in office. These are all real things that current members of Congress believe. What type of drugs are they on? We don't know. What's wrong with Nancy Pelosi? She looks like an ostrich on PCP. What's wrong with Maxine Waters? She looks like she's on another planet. But the Russians did it. The Russians did it. Let's finish up the, oh my gosh, the French might want sovereignty. The French might not want to be part of the unelected EU they never voted to be part of. The Russians pulled out of globalism as well 18, 19 years ago. So the only truth that the Russians did it is the Russians started doing it first after they enjoyed 85 years of New World Order, social engineering, robber baron, proto-globalism. And thank God they've partly struggled free from it. Are there still big globalist combines in Russia? Still tentacling back, trying to take control of the U.S.? Absolutely. Just like there's globalist tentacles inside the State Department trying to defeat Le Pen. I mean, look at this guy. The French brace for possible election cyber attacks from Russia? How about the French brace under EU and Islamic invasion? And a bunch of fifth column collaborators selling out their country where it's so dangerous. I was reading their tourism's down by like 80% the last 3 years. It's a hellhole. With Islamic Jihad people running around who've like mutated and mixed into the whole gangster culture. It's a joke. Let's go back to the ridiculous piece.
Personal account of many of these, of many of the leading politicians.
Oh my God! And also that rewind that a few seconds. Just stop. If you're a radio listener, there's this thing trendies do where they basically wear costumes and they festoon themselves and they dress weird and they want to look strange. I mean, this guy looks like, what cartoon character does he look like? Like the character that's in Monopoly or Mephistopheles? Who's wearing a black top hat? He needs a monocle, or is he in the German high command? But this is what trendies do. They go, how do we convince them they don't trust us anymore? We've tried info babes. Roll out trendies to sound real pseudo-intellectual. Here, don't interrupt him. Rewind it. I mean, I want to hear everything this guy has to say. So again, folks, the Russians are the reason the Patriots won, and white supremacy. Because it's like homophobe, white supremacist, Russian agent. Right? And you can mix it. Russian agent, homophobe, KKK. You can interchange those, but always, though, the same things in different orders. This is the great intellectual gravitas we're dealing with. So let's go back to a guy in a costume. Okay, here he is.
Personal account of many of these, of many of the leading politicians, and also that of their spouses, their friends, their lovers. I would think all of those would be very rich targets for people that were brought up in the KGB.
Okay, let's hit pause. Let's rewind it again. This is what the CIA is filled with, is all these foppish, effeminate, weak little nobodies that want to just get off on the secrecy and being able to break into your files and, you know, be over you in the new Uber class, the Uber mention. But then meanwhile, everyone hates them. And so they just roll out these twits, the villains out of central casting, to act like the Russians are the only people to ever get involved in elections, and that they're the only ones to ever use sex operatives. And again, if anybody breaks into anybody's computers and there's criminal activity going on, it's not the fault of the criminal or the pedophiles, you know, that's in the WikiLeaks. No, no, no. It's the fault of the Russians, even though it's U.S. intelligence that leaked almost all of it, and more is getting ready to come out. So don't worry, my little twit friend. A lot more is going to be coming out. So let's, who is this guy even? I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Look at that outfit. Oh, my. And look at the eyes. Look at the arrogance. That guy thinks he is so smart, man. You know, women run from him. This is a loser. Just oh, my gosh. Let's continue. Here we go.
Personal account of many of these, of many of the leading politicians, and also that of their spouses, their friends, their lovers. I would think all of those would be very rich targets for people that were brought up in the KGB system.
Hit pause again. One. I wonder, does that guy drive like a white van? It kind of fits with the outfit, don't you think? And then like a, kind of like a onesie, you know, jumpsuit or something. Oh, yeah, around my house, that's what he's wearing. I wonder if he has like little animals, any little pets in cages or anything. Uh-huh. We're watching you, buddy. The people. Let's continue with the report. Here it is.
B system.
One French official worries Russian hackers will send out fabricated news reports or social media postings that might influence voters' minds.
Hit pause again.
When asked if France...
Everyone, like George Soros admittedly spent hundreds of millions the last election flooding social media, having Facebook, Twitter, Google, everybody censor us when we just personally try to say something or do something. If it goes viral, you block it. Like you've been doing to us, the whole world ganging up on the American people, and we still kicked your ass, and now you're scared the French might get loose from you, so blame it on the all-powerful Russians.
Asked if France was safe from cyber attacks similar to those in America, France's defense minister recently said, no, of course, one must not be naive.
Hit pause.
And in
no, we're the socialist globalist, most of us leftovers from the old Soviet Union when it collapsed in Eastern Europe, and we're setting up a similar system, and our own leaked documents admit we're setting up a new Soviet, and so people in America and Russia want nothing to do with it, and so, no, we're not safe, and so if we do lose, it's the Russians. That's the reason Le Pen's so popular, not that her dad was so popular, not that he had other elections stolen from him. No, 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 everyone loves the millions of Islamists we brought in. Here, here. Oh, no, of course not. Oh, no, no. Here, continue.
And in recent weeks, U.S. intelligence officials warned that Putin's government has tried to influence elections across Europe. Russian hackers are believed to have targeted France before. In 2015, a powerful cyber attack almost destroyed a top French TV network.
To pause again. Oh, powerful. A powerful cyber attack. The Russians are so powerful. That's why half their infrastructure has collapsed. That's why much of Russia is rotting. Their population is imploding. And Putin's just trying to stabilize Russia. And so, again, Russia is the big bad guy. Let's go back to Mr. Peanut or whatever this guy is. Mr. Creepy. I mean, let's name this guy. We need a meme out of this guy. Who is this guy? Jason Healy. Cybersecurity expert, Columbia University. I bet you money that Mr. Creepy is a creep. Look at that guy. Look at how smart he thinks he is. I mean, this is a joke. You send your kids to the mental institutions they call public schools to learn at the feet of this guy. Here, 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 here. Let's play the rest.
And they disrupted TV Mon's television broadcast. They hacked the Twitter.
Pause again. Listen to the arrogance as he has these little scripted lines he practices all day. As he goes in and sits down at CNN with almost no viewers and then just tries to talk with total confidence. They disrupted Le Mans with a precision, deadly attack. Ooh, but we are under them now. Anytime corruption comes out, don't look at the corruption. It's the Russians. And the Russians run everything. Do you see my little 18th century beard? Let's continue.
I got into emails. They did all sorts of things to really disrupt this TV news station.
In the upcoming French elections, analysts say, Putin's got his eye on a far-right candidate. Who does Putin want to win in France?
Marine Le Pen is one of the Kremlin's favorite politicians.
Oh.
Why? Because Le Pen wants to break Euro-Atlantic institutions.
Yeah.
Le Pen wants to bring...
All right, we're going to go to break.
NATO.
Guys, the globalists have taken over. They're enslaving us all. Of course Russia, a sovereign nation, wants it to be defeated. We should all be praying for it like Donald Trump is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Hear that?
Alex Jones.
The empire. The globalist, unelected, anti-family, devil empire is burning.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Folks, I am making a lot of jokes about this today, but it's deadly serious. We have the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that has banned the American flag in California schools, ruled that that is good. Here it is, Associated Press, saying that the president can't execute faithfully the law that says he can ban people entirely from countries, not just do it while they're trying to get a vetting process in place. Then the media lies and says, oh, we already do extreme vetting. No, you have a bunch of fake passports, fake visas. Everybody knows that. And I have a big stack of news on that front. But we now have the State Department all over. I mean, while I was playing that clip, I walked out during the break into the control room. Fox News was on running the exact same style story saying, oh my gosh, the State Department's going to have to battle Russians now in France and in Germany because all over Europe, nations want out of the euro because they're Russian agents. No, ladies and gentlemen, Marie Le Pen is a right-wing anti-communist, nothing to do with old Russian communism or Russia. The euro was a, quote, trade deal that was really a stealth political takeover, and the people now know it's true. So as they have election after election in Germany, pulling out of that globalist model, because the Germans are tired of paying for globalism and tired of the open borders, they're saying that that's Russian agents too. Again, the Russians did not make the Patriots win. The Patriots won. Again. The Russians did not invade Korea. Maxine Waters. Again. Nancy Pelosi at the same press conference. George W. Bush has not been in office in over 8 years, sweetheart. So you look at how dumb the elite are. That's why they're shoveling this propaganda. But then you look at CNN, its average show, 100,000 viewers. Do you understand that in the last 7 days, Paul Watson has had 18 million plus views just on YouTube and Facebook? 18 million views. This show, over 50 million, 60 million views last week or more. It was upwards of 80 or 90 if you add Joe Rogan's podcast. That's people tuning into what I had to say for almost 4 hours. These people are all legends in their own minds. I don't tell you all these big numbers to make you feel powerful or me feel powerful. It's that they're that big a joke. The Super Bowl doesn't have the amount of viewers that we had election week, and that's real verified numbers. That's not reach. That's not how people could see our video, you know, because Facebook calls it reach. It says, oh, you've had 2 billion, you know, reach. In the last quarter, that just means people saw pages that had links or images of your stuff. No. Watched, listened, consumed our information. 85 million. 50 plus million last week. You add Joe Rogan's podcast, that's now about 40 million. What are they going to do? They're going to try to say we're all Russians, folks. It's amazing. But it's not working. But here's the paradox, and here's the key. This is Donald Trump's State Department on the news still saying Russians stole the election for Trump and openly criticizing Trump trying to defend our borders and openly siding with the Ninth Circuit in sedition against this country and the American people and our security. Now, you put that in your pipe and smoke that and just let that sink in for a little bit because it's serious, but let's finish up with the CNN clip where, again, they're saying, oh, and it's not just France, you see. Oh, now they're trying to say the Russians might be involved in Brazil because they have a nationalist movement. You see,
now, we got no immediate response from the Kremlin to the concerns over Russian hacking of the French elections, but Vladimir Putin has, of course, consistently denied ordering the hacks that targeted Hillary Clinton's campaign. Analysts caution France is not the only U.S. ally which could be in the crosshairs of those Russian hackers. They say Germany and the Netherlands could also be targeted in their elections coming up this year.
Did you hear that? So if corruption comes out, I mean, the French, the entire Socialist Party, most of their leadership has been caught. It was in the papers the last few years, not paying federal taxes and putting it in Swiss bank accounts. Or Luxembourg bank accounts, or Bahamas bank accounts. And they've caught the EU bureaucracy. I say catch. They pass laws where they don't pay the EU tax. I'm going to say that again. The bureaucrats exempt themselves from the EU tax in a law. And then meanwhile, the leftists are indicting people that are more right-wing, like Nicolas Sarkozy, who's been indicted multiple times and continues to be found not guilty, but they don't care. They just re-indict him. And I'm not defending Sarkozy. He's a warmonger. But Nicolas Sarkozy's trial is no surprise. Fraud is how French conservative politicians seem to earn their money. No, that's how these bureaucrats operate. France, for 4 years, has a 101% tax rate on the poor, the middle class, and the rich. You say, how do you pay 100% tax? You're not meant to. If you're not in the inside party, you get indicted. Taxes can be used to destroy people. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And selective taxation is a form of siege. Now let me give you these headlines and get to more of these key clips. Globalist rebellion, appeals court rules against Trump. And Trump must clean house now and make a big issue about what's happening at the State Department. They're openly trying to say the Russians run the president. This is the president's State Department under the executive. This is his employees in open, lying revolt with a bunch of offshore globalists trying to overthrow the country. State Department revolt against Trump for securing the border. U.S. State Department begins efforts to undermine French election and utilize the vast Russian conspiracy, close quote. The first, it used to be a vast right-wing conspiracy, but now it's a vast Russian conspiracy. And they go, look, Alex goes on Russian TV and has had some top Russians on. Yeah, just like CNN does. I'm talking to people. Judge declares judges can grant immigration visas even when elected president disagrees and are now more powerful than the president and are now the executive branch. The judges are now declaring that they are the commander-in-chief. It's called a judicial coup. Amazon takes victory lap for its role in halting Trump travel ban. Whole world ganging up together to defeat the American people. Facebook joins Google to attack Trump on border security. Assad says some refugees are definitely terrorists. Yeah, no kidding. University of Central Florida campus progressive start leftist fight club to learn how to viciously attack from behind with lead pipes even. People I disagree with. Duke University training students in anti-Trump activism. But be careful, because I saw them engage in racketeering and assaulting people in D.C., and over 100 plus have been indicted for rioting. Continuing, Katy Perry song encourages anti-Trump riots. Big corporate Hollywood megabanks want to take out our president with the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, the EU, the bureaucrats. The big banks, everything. Everybody hates Trump, but the American people. Everybody hates Le Pen. Everybody hates Nigel Farage, but the people of England. It's nation states desperately simply trying to get their countries back from a global private corporate system, and they are freaking out as we wake up saying, we don't care if Trump's elected. We don't care. We're going to say he's a Russian agent, his own State Department, and we're going to try to stop Le Pen, just like they overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. The same State Department is announcing that it is in open revolt against the Constitution, against the Bill of Rights, against the Declaration of Independence, against the President, against the Congress, against the rule of law, against the American people, against our security, against our sovereignty. Donald Trump could have them all arrested just like Lincoln did. Lincoln had members of the State Department arrested. Lincoln had judges arrested and hundreds of newspaper editors arrested. Because they were in open sedition calling for the overthrow of the Republic. Now, did he go too far? Absolutely. Was the North and South played off against each other? Absolutely. Did my entire ancestral background fight the South? You bet they did. The point is that he did all that 1 million light years more than what Trump's done. And hey, Trump's a big old Yankee, just like the guy from Illinois was. So everybody just better get ready, because I'm going to back this Yankee in the attack on our republic and the attempt to completely overthrow this country. And make no mistake, those aren't words. I have read 100 history books on Andrew Jackson. I've read probably 15 on Thomas Jefferson, 20 or so on Washington, probably 6 or 7 on Lincoln. Probably read 20 books on the Civil War, watched tons of documentaries on PBS. I mean, I studied it. I could go into a college with a professor that teaches the Civil War and stand my own with them. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not some pseudo-intellectual here. I'm not bragging either, but I've done my homework because it's so interesting. And Donald Trump could have the people in the State Department who openly worked with Soros in the last few years to overthrow countries, and they're not trying to do it here. He could have them arrested right now. He could send the Marines in right now to put them in irons and drag them before juries and grand juries for sedition. we think the sedition is working with, like, the Chinese, even though they are working with the globalists, or the Russians. That's why they say we're doing this, because they want to shut our speech down, claiming it's sedition. When they're the ones involved in open sedition, and big news coming. Big news coming soon on who the leakers are in the White House. On Monday, we're putting together investigative reports. On Monday, we're going to tell you who the leakers are. There is a coup at every level against President Trump. That's why he's racing to cut your taxes, racing to stabilize the economy, racing to Trump up the economy. A Trump bubble, which he admits is a bubble, but man, we're trying to blast off as stuff is melting down. We're trying to get off Krypton here, folks, as it is going down the proverbial molten drain. So, Katy Perry wants you to go out and riot and attack. But watch out, 146 anti-Trump protesters facing felony rioting charges from Inauguration Day. And I say beating up women and children? Absolutely. They're being indicted with felonies. That's day one of the new Attorney General. You want to beat women over the head and stuff in a mass criminal action? You're going to get indicted. And then they're going to find out about your Soros funding and start rolling up through the chain. Oh, and pedophiles. Pedophiles, let me give you a little newsflash. Trump's coming for you and your bosses. I know. You're fighting for your lives now. You're openly in sedition. I know. And we're just going to sit back and let you get enough rope to hell, hang yourselves. Okay, so just get ready. Because national sovereignty is exploding worldwide. Senate confirms new Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price, who's a doctor and actually has some sensible ideas on how to repeal Obamacare. How you like that? Pat Buchanan writes for WorldNet Daily, Trump must break judicial power. Absolutely. State Department whistleblower, refugee program full of fraud. Infowars.com. Dan Lyman. New era of justice. AG Sessions vows to tackle cartels. Illegal immigration, because that's what a sovereign country does. It's big league time. Trump promises a phenomenal tax cut plan for businesses in coming weeks as stocks notch record close in anticipation. GOP frets over too high expectations, though. Now, I've got Paul Joseph Watson's incredibly important report that is the key to victory that I want to air. I've got loaded guests here, but I may have to cancel some guests because Trump has a press conference coming up in about 15 minutes. He's always a little bit late, but we'll be carrying that. Bottom line, we'll be playing excerpts of it regardless. I do have a lot of guests today, but Nico's done a great job getting all the guests I wanted, but Bracken pops in a lot. He might just ride shotgun during the press conference. Rappaport has really found the keys to the kingdom, documenting the actual plan to turn colleges into giant mental illness factories, to make you mentally ill, gibbering idiots so you don't know you were sold worthless degrees, and to prepare you for assimilation into the corporate Borg system and to make sure you hate families so you automatically self-censor and don't have kids. So it's basically a death cult brainwashing, soul-sucking system. Not attacking you that have degrees. Everybody knows 90% of the degrees are worthless or actually are negative value. You have to pay for the toilet paper. And it's metaphysical toilet paper, so you can't even wipe your rear end with it. Rappaport's got a big report on that. He broke down yesterday. That hour, I listened to that hour last night. It was just his voice and just his focus and his understanding and his gravitas. It's just, you know, John Rappaport deserves to be a superstar. I mean, he's popular. He's a great writer, great researcher, investigative journalist. But he just is a piece of work. I mean, just John Rappaport. You know, I want to get more board ops, more people, more folks to run shows, and keep working with GCN. I'm not competition with GCN. I love Ted and love GCN, but more people like Rappaport need daily shows. The problem is talk radio is geared to three-hour shows. Someone like Rappaport probably couldn't do that or doesn't want to do that, but it's just so good. He's so informed. Because when you're really researched like I am, you hear somebody that's researched as well, and they just so lovingly lay it all out. It's just soothing to be freed from the bondage. With me, it's more like a desperate barking dog trying to warn people about the enemy breaking in the house. But with Rappaport, it's just like, here, let's remove that mind control. Let's just take all that away. I was very upset yesterday about the New World Order, and I was listening to him driving to a company meeting last night and then driving home, and it was, I listened to the whole hour. And I got in bed last night with a phone and was listening to it. I went to sleep listening to Rappaport. And no, I don't have a crush on Rappaport before those memes start. I love memes that attack me. They're so funny. I actually encourage people to do it. The point is that that's why the memosphere loves me, because we like to have fun. But Rappaport's awesome. He's going to be joining us. And another awesome guy who was doing all the cool 18th century, 19th century facial hair before everybody else was doing it, founder of Vice. But see, he has the face to pull it off, so it looks good on him. Not on the Count Dracula guy we showed earlier. Gavin McGinnis is going to be joining us. He's been getting physically attacked by these people and fighting back all over the country, so they're actually panicking. So that's all coming up. I'm going to go to this break, though. And we come back. I've got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to yet. The deal with CNN compares Islamic terror to lightning. Meanwhile, the FBI says it cannot vet Syrian refugees, though our media says they're all vetted. Just total lie. Whistleblower reveals passport fraud. Trump on border wall says he wasn't kidding. That's coming up. And I've got Paul's report. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Why is that important? The left is all about how they're cool and they're anti-establishment when they're the ultimate establishment. Trump is the ultimate outsider, the big golden bull in the China cabinet, wrecking their dreams, now becoming nightmares. Their nightmares are our dreams. And so it's a very powerful piece Paul did. It's only going to get like 3 million views, I think, which is terrible because it's one of his more important videos. It should get 20 million like his other ones. But, you know, we'll still take 3 million. I mean, come on.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Thank you.
paternal relationship between men and women. How much fathers love their daughters, how much mothers love their sons, and vice versa. Trying to turn the species itself against each other. Women believing they're empowered because they see men falling before them and the system collapsing. And then they're so unhappy because they're married to a state that's there to take all their resources away and only give them a culture of death. Speaking of culture of life, the Surgeon General and the American Dental Association get it right when they say a lot of heart attacks are associated with bacteria that get into the bloodstream and create plaques inside the arteries and veins and inside the ventricles of the heart because they're first able to have colonies develop inside the teeth or on the gum line and then get into the bloodstream. That's why it's essential that you go out and get at least, in my view, 3-4 cleanings, deep scale cleanings a year, and that you also brush, in my view, 3 times a day intensely and floss. But a lot of toothpaste obviously have fluoride or they got a bunch of garbage or a bunch of silicates that tear up your teeth. My dad is a long time retired dentist and has developed a lot of products in his time, and he developed Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste. And the reason it's so game-changing is it has iodine and nano silver in it, and it's a big old tube made right here in America by the leading producer of organic toothpaste, but this is our own proprietary system made there on their assembly line. It has peppermint and tea tree oil. It's going to sell out in the next week and a half. This is so popular. Now I'm going to double down even more and order even more now. We put another big order, but it'll take 2 months to get more. And then, of course, we have bubblegum flavor that's being produced right now that doesn't have the peppermint and tea tree oil in it because that, obviously, that's pretty strong. Some kids don't like it, especially younger children. So for your children with the iodine and the silver, the bubblegum is coming. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And it really is the best toothpaste out there from our research. We set out to do it. We've got some of the reviews here on the site. But let me just read you a few of these new reviews. 5-star review, Ed Hunter, Omaha, Nebraska. I completely notice a difference after about 3 days of use of best toothpaste ever. Oh, yeah, I'll never use anything else now. This is Carlos, unfortunately, Chicago. The one and only toothpaste I use. I have searched the entire liberal-occupied Chicagoland area for toothpaste with no fluoride. I am glad they have formulated a toothpaste that substitutes fluoride for iodine, which, again, is the good halogen. Fluoride is the bad halogen for the body. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. We have a lot of other nutraceuticals and products, obviously, at InfoWarsStore.com. And support our local affiliates and or become a sponsor or just mail the local affiliate a check. The radio stations carrying this show are on the front lines of really battling for the future of this country. And now it's so clear, as global government is in crisis and attempting to plunge our economy so they can dictate the terms of our surrender. Let's not let them do that. All right, hour number two is going to be jam-packed with the press conference coming up any minute now with the president. The president, that's Donald Trump, the president. Yes, the anti-globalist is in there. We're winning. The tide is turning. And so much more in hour number two. Please spread the URL, InfoWars.com/show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are